Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. New Delhi asserts it is well prepared to retaliate if Islamabad escalates situation after India strikes Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Indian armed forces destroy 9 terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan occupied Jammu and Kashmir in response to horrific Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India exercised its right to respond by hitting terrorist hideouts. External Affairs Minister and National Security Advisor brief global counterparts on India's firm response to cross-border terrorism. 15 civilians killed and 43 injured in Pakistan firing along a line of control in Poonch and Tangdhar areas of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chairs meeting with states sharing borders with neighbouring countries. And 22 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. New Delhi today asserted that it is well prepared to retaliate if Islamabad escalates situation after India conducted precision missile strikes on Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Under the operation, which lasted for 25 minutes, the Indian Armed Forces carried out focused missile strikes on 9 terrorist facilities in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir late last night in retaliation against the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The military strikes were conducted by India between 1.05 a.m. and 1.30 a.m. In this retaliatory action, the Indian Armed Forces targeted those terrorist infrastructure from where terrorist attacks were planned and directed against India. The deadly Pahalgam terror attack claimed lives of 26 people and left several injured on the 22nd of last month in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Army, Indian Air Force and the External Affairs Ministry held a joint press briefing in New Delhi this morning on Operation Sindoor. Speaking to media, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Air Force informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to deliver justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Colonel Qureshi gave details about the terror sites on which strikes were carried out under Operation Sindoor.
Sawai Nala Camp, Muzaffarabad, जो कि POJK के line of control से 30 किलोमीटर दूर है. यह एक लश्करे तौयबा का training center था. सैयदना बिलाल कैंप मुजफ्फराबाद, यह एक जैश मोहम्मद का staging area है. गुलपुर कैंप कोटली LOC से 30 किलोमीटर दूर था. लश्करे तौयबा का बेस था जो रजौरी पुंछ में सक्रिय था. बरनाला कैंप बिम्बर LOC से 9 किलोमीटर दूर है. यहाँ पर हथियार हैंडलिंग IED व जंगल सर्वाइवल का प्रशिक्षण केंद्र था. अब्बास कैंप कोटली LOC से 13 किलोमीटर दूर है. लश्करे तौयबा का फिदाइन यहाँ तैयार होता था. सरजल कैंप सियालकोट अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा से 6 किलोमीटर की दूरी पर है. महमूना जाया कैंप सियालकोट 18 से 12 किलोमीटर IB से दूर था. हिजबुल मुजाहिदीन का बहुत बड़ा कैंप था. ये कठुआ जम्मू क्षेत्र में आतंक फैलाने का नियंत्रण केंद्र था. पठानकोट एयरफोर्स बेस पर किया गया हमला भी इसी कैंप से प्लान और डायरेक्ट किया गया था.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh said the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to give a befitting reply to any misadventure by Pakistan in the future.
India has demonstrated considerable restraint in its response. However, it must be said that the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to respond to Pakistani misadventures, if any, that will escalate this situation.
Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the investigation into the Pahalgam terrorist attack has exposed the links of Pakistan with terrorists.
A group calling itself the Resistance Front has claimed responsibility for the attack. This group is a front for the UN-proscribed Pakistani terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Investigations into the Pahalgam terror attack have brought out the communication notes of terrorists in and to Pakistan.
We are now joined by our correspondent Suparna Saikia for updates on Operation Sindoor. Suparna, could you share the developments that took place following Operation Sindoor?
Yes, well, sir, by launching strikes against terror camps in POK in Pakistan, India used its right to respond to attack on its soil. Operation Sindoor has sent a strong message to the world that India will not tolerate any terror attack. And the operation also demonstrated Narendra Modi government's zero-tolerance policy against terrorism. The Union Cabinet met earlier today, in which Prime Minister Modi hailed the armed forces for successfully conducting the operation and dismantling terror hideouts. Home Minister Amit Shah has spoken to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, and he is in constant touch with the JNK LG and DGBSS. Amid all this, Valsa, Prime Minister Modi has postponed his upcoming visit to Norway, Croatia and the Netherlands. Tomorrow, the centre has convened an all-party meeting at 11 a.m. in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government on Operation Sindoor. And leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and they have expressed pride at nation's armed forces. But I'd also like to highlight that country's Nari Shakti was on full display today during the press briefing this morning, with two female armed police officers briefing the operation. Back to you, Valsa.
Right. Thank you so much, Suparna, for bringing us those details. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India has exercised its right to respond by conducting Operation Sindoor, and the action was initiated in a very thoughtful and measured manner. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the 66th Raising Day event of the Border Roads Organisation, BRO, in New Delhi.
हमारी सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर लॉन्च करके पहले की तरह ही इस बार भी आतंकियों को ट्रेनिंग देने वाले कैंप्स को तबाह करके करारा जवाब दिया है. भारत ने अपनी सरजमी पर हुए हमले का जवाब देने के लिए अपने राइट टू रेस्पॉन्ड का इस्तेमाल किया है और हमारी यह कार्रवाई बेहद सोच समझकर सहे हुए तरीके से की गई है. आतंकियों के हौसले पस्त करने के उद्देश्य से यह कार्रवाई महज उनके कैंप्स और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तक ही सीमित रखी गई है.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval today briefed their global counterparts on India's firm response to cross-border terrorism under Operation Sindoor. We have a report.
During the conversation with his counterparts, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar appreciated the solidarity and support of these countries in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He also discussed ensuring zero tolerance for terrorism over the call. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs also briefed the envoys of permanent and non-permanent members of UNSC, including France, China, Russia and others. On the other hand, the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval also briefed his counterparts on actions taken and method of execution, which was measured, non-escalatory and restrained. He emphasized that India had no intent to escalate but was well prepared to retaliate resolutely if Pakistan decided to escalate. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor conducted by the Indian Armed Forces. Several union ministers, including Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, applauded the retaliatory action. Among other leaders, BJP President J.P. Nadda and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, also saluted the armed forces for their action. Operation Sindoor, conducted by India, targeting 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, has drawn widespread international support. Israel voiced strong support to India, with Ambassador Reuven Azar in a social media post stating that terrorists should know there is no place to hide from their heinous crimes against the innocent. Russia condemned terrorism unequivocally. UK, Japan and Germany reaffirmed their firm stance against terrorism. US President Donald Trump expressed hope for a swift de-escalation. Talking to Akashwani, Rajesh Narwal, father of Lieutenant Vinay Narwal, who was killed in the Pahalgam terror attack, hailed India's strike on terrorist hideouts in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir under Operation Sindoor.
आज भारत सरकार ने वो काम करके दिखाया है. जिन घरों से जिनके लाल चले गए उनका जीवन तो वापस नहीं आ सकता, परंतु भारत सरकार ने जो ये कदम उठाया है ये बिल्कुल सही किया है. और उनके नौ ठिकानों पर आज जो एक कड़ा प्रहार किया है उनके जहन में गूंजता रहेगा.
प्रियदर्शनी आचार्य, widow of a Pahalgam attack victim Prashant Satpathy from Odisha, called it a bold step by the central government.
अभी जो सरकार ने स्टेप लिए हैं इसके लिए मैं सरकार को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देती हूँ और उनका जो स्टेप लिए हैं वो स्वागत योग्य है। और इतना कोइंसिडेंस है, मंगलवार के दिन ही वो इंसिडेंट हुआ था और ऑपरेशन सिंदूर मंगलवार को ही शुरू हुआ है।
In connection with Operation Sindoor, launched by the Indian Armed Forces today, the News Services Division of Akashvani will broadcast a live bilingual discussion after this bulletin. Tune in to 100.1 Akashvani Gold to listen to this exclusive broadcast. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are listening to the news at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a review meeting in New Delhi with Lieutenant Governors, Chief Ministers, Directors General of Police and Chief Secretaries of States, sharing borders with neighbouring countries after Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep a strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by unwanted elements in social and other media platforms. Nationwide civil defence mock drills were conducted under Operation Abhyas across 244 districts of the country today. The drills were carried out to create awareness among the public and to take necessary precautions in the event of any hostile attack. In the national capital, mock drills were conducted in 11 districts. Several other states, including Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Manipur, took part in the drill. An alert has been issued in several areas of Rajasthan sharing borders with the neighbouring country. The Border Security Force and State Police are keeping special vigil in the border areas. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held a high-level meeting in Jaipur today in this regard. Pakistan Army Post is carrying out artillery firing and hitting civilian areas along the line of control in Poonch and Tangdhar areas of Jammu and Kashmir since yesterday night. Defence sources said 15 civilians have been killed and 43 others were injured in the attacks. In Chhattisgarh, at least 22 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district. The encounter started this morning on the Karegutta Hill, located in the district. Our correspondent has the details.
After receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists on the Karegutta Hill located on the border of Telangana state in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh, various security forces have been conducting a joint operation for the last 2 weeks and have surrounded this hill. An encounter started between the security forces and the Maoists early this morning. So far, the bodies of 22 Maoists have been recovered. Personnel of CRPF, police, district reserve guard and special task force are involved in this operation. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has appealed to all tourists, visitors and local people who might have any more information, photographs or videos relating to the Pahalgam terror attack on tourists to immediately share it. In its appeal, NIA has urged all such people to call up the agency on mobile number 9654958816 or on landline number 011-2436-8800. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains, shrugging off geopolitical tensions. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 106 points to close at 80,747. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Delhi asserts it is well prepared to retaliate if Islamabad escalates situation after India strikes Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Indian Armed Forces destroy 9 terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir in response to horrific Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India exercised its right to respond by hitting terrorist hideouts. External Affairs Minister and National Security Advisor brief global counterparts on India's firm response to cross-border terrorism. 15 civilians killed and 43 injured in Pakistan firing along line of control in Poonch and Tangdhar areas of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chairs meeting with states sharing borders with neighbouring countries, and 22 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.